Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
5 minutes with number five is sponsored by Enterprise Bank and Trust. Together, there's no stopping you. Let's go to the field. Busch Stadium yesterday.
Albert Pujols comes to bat. Albert against the Royals.
Albert digs back in. Open stance, deep in the box. Pulls it down on the end.
Albert Pujols, the 1-0 pitch to Albert is hit high and deep. He hits a fly ball left field. That's back. It's a big fly for Albert Pujols. And it's gone.
Now, Tom Ackerman and 5 minutes with number five.
A thunderous ovation for Albert Pujols.
Wow. Pretty amazing.
Tiene el teléfono, brother.
So Yari has a bet. He has his phone out. He told me we only got 2 minutes to speak. So hurry up. What a year so far. First of all, I want to thank my good Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for opening this door to come back to the city of San Luis and find the joy and the love that I have for this game. I want to thank Mr. DeWitt, Mo, and the whole front office for believing in me and giving me the opportunity to come back here to the city of San Luis and finish my career here. I want to thank five beautiful people that I have behind me. My family. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for getting the best out of me and pushing me to the limit. I love you all. I want to thank my agent, Dan Lozano. He's somewhere out there in the MVP Sport Group, for believing in me for 22 years and for pushing me this year to not retire. So thank you. I want to thank my teammates. Thank you for welcoming me back with open arms. It has been a privilege and honor to wear this uniform for 11 years before I left, and definitely for the last year with the San Luis Cardinals. So thank you so much to all of you. And two special people in my life, one of them you hear speak, Yari and Bueno. Thank you guys for all those FaceTime in the off season and bringing me back here. I know you guys have a lot to do with that. And one special person that I want to thank is my manager, Ollie Marmo. Thank you, brother. I will never forget that test and that phone call that we have 6 months ago when you told me that you want to bring me back here along with the ownership. So thank you for believing in me. Thank you for sticking with me. God bless you, brother. When I look into this year, there's a lot of things that had to be put in place. The DH had to come back. Well, actually, they had established the DH for me to come back to this city. So I was like, wow, I might have a chance to go back to St. Louis and play again. So that happened. Then a slow start. I was like, man, I should have retired. There were so many things that came to my mind. Like, I should have done it. But then I had a great faith in the Lord. There's no way that he brought me here to the city of San Luis to embarrass myself. Just like Paul, he wanted me to finish strong. And this is just one step that we take being in the postseason. So our next step is to try to bring a championship back to the city of San Luis. And to all you, Cardinal Nation, best fans in baseball, thank you so much for all your support, all the joy, all the tears that we have shared together. I love you all. You guys are always going to have a special place in my heart. God bless you all. Thank you.
Albert Pujols at his retirement ceremony yesterday at Busch Stadium. Here is his longtime manager, Hall of Famer, Tony La Russa, with me on KMOX's Sports on a Sunday morning.
I can remember going in the Instructional League in 1999. You know, that's when they had an organizational meeting, and you always meet in the morning and you watch the Instructional League game, and the manager, or the direct, not the manager, but the guy who runs the minor Instructional League would say, okay, these are the prospects. We'll watch a couple of guys. And they, one of the guys they pinpointed was Albert. And then later on, I saw him in the Arizona Fall League. And he had that big season at Peoria where he ended up going to Triple A. So I remember him coming to spring training. And we knew that he had a really good future. Nobody said he had a great future. But he, you know, it was just bring him to camp. He's going to go to Triple A. The way we always did, we always paired up these young guys with the veterans that work well, like in those days, McGuire, Jimmy Edmonds, those guys. And he was the best hitter in camp right there with the best of them. And, so he made the team. I can remember Walt. In fact, we just talked about it at dinner a couple of nights ago. Walt said, he can break, but you got a couple of weeks. And if he's not playing enough, we're going to send him to AAA. Well, I played the second day of the season. He got three hits and could never get him out of there.
He had a consistent swing, but also a consistent approach to baseball, didn't he, Tony? A relentless competitor, but also made sure that he was prepared and in a routine. You could not break him from the routine if you tried, I don't think.
Yeah, and I think there's some times when he wasn't available. Well, it's because he would come to the park at 2 o'clock, and he would have the same thing. He'd look at film. He'd work out in the gym. He'd get in the cage. I mean, he had it all worked out. So the thing about it, I've talked a lot about Albert to my friends over the years, especially lately, because he's had such an amazing finale. Albert has never changed in the sense that he's looking to get better. Fame and fortune, he's the same guy that he was as a rookie, just smarter. But the key to Albert, and the same thing with Yadi, and this is what you'd preach, and we've had guys that do this, but when they do it, that's why you're champions. They don't go out there trying to get numbers so they can take them to arbitration or negotiate a contract. They're just trying to play the game and do what it takes, whether it's make a play or get a base hit or hit a long ball. And the thing about Albert, we all love the high average hitter who hits home runs and also produces runs. Nowadays, you think if you hit 20 home runs, but you hit 220, that you're a good hitter. That's 20 hits. It really stinks. But Albert plays, and so does Yadi. They play the game to win, and their stats later on are whatever they turn out to be. Finally, I'll say two things about it in that same regard. Any young guy that came in, all the 11 years were together, and always was set up to Albert to, kind of watch what he does and look for tips. And Albert was very outgoing, always welcoming. But he always told me, if you want to work, I'm there at 7:30. And some rarely did they want to work as hard as he did. And lastly, Albert could be 0 for 4, and he's on the top step cheering. He never, ever got off of the team. His team comes first.
And with that said, one more thing about Albert is that I believe him wholeheartedly, and you, of course, when you talk about the stats and the numbers. He said, I don't play this game for numbers. But that said, when he hit 700, what were you thinking and feeling as he went around the bases?
I was just so impressed, because when you start chasing a number, as soon as he got in the 690, 693, you can get so distracted. You try to get 100 RBIs, try to hit 300. You get so distracted about trying to force that number that you forget you got to constantly just trade on just taking your at-bat. And he just ripped right through it, And it's because he has this amazing ability to not be distracted and just play the game, try to look for a good pitch to hit, put a good swing on it. And that was my comment afterwards. He's been so clutch throughout his career. And in this moment, he had a chance to be historic. And sure enough, he came through right away with two bombs. And not only did I think they drove in five runs, the first five runs of the game. That's Albert playing the game, not getting distracted by anything historic or something that might make him some money. He's just a great clutch. And that's why right now, I think they got four games to go. I hope they play him enough to where he can get four RBIs and get that second spot.
Hall of Fame manager Tony La Russa with me on Sports on a Sunday Morning yesterday, talking about and only about Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina and Adam Wainwright, for that matter, on Total Information on Sports on a Sunday Morning. And Ollie Marmol as well, he had some nice words about the current Cardinals manager. There are some reports that La Russa is set to announce his retirement. There has been no such official announcement just yet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.